Hi, everybody. Welcome. I'm Michelle Kelly at the University of Illinois Chicago, and I'm proud to be presenting with my colleague Paula Ellen Mears, who couldn't be here because she's a vice president and chancellor at our campus, and the university president needed her in Chicago. So we had been working on this together all along. And by the way, I just wanted to say that I hope that being a disaster worker, I hope that everyone's families and loved ones are out of harm's way with what's going on, and it's good to see and know that public health is in place for us operating in the face of what's happening on the East Coast. So try to go quickly here. Let me just get my little dive watch there. Okay. And oh, yeah, thank you for passing those out. And Rob will give me like a high sign. I don't want to go over. Okay, so I'm not going to read these out loud, but obviously we want to talk now, and I'm a little nervous in front of my fabulous social work colleagues here, but we want to talk about education and some research implications for social work. And I think the idea is that we need to expand these dual degree programs, but even bigger than that, we want to get public health reintegrated, and that means the macro practice and community organization really up front and center into social work schools where it was as it was before back in the day. So in looking at social work and public health, since I find myself between, or I don't say between two worlds, but immersed in both worlds, and I feel like I'm integrated, not straggling, there is a lot of variation in school to school in how much place-based public health and community organization and policy are emphasized. I'm not going to go over all the bullets here, and a random thought here that I'm going to talk to Rob afterwards to see if within a couple weeks we can get all of our slides here up on the Well, the new communication tool, so you can search and find them easily. Because I know some of you probably want to get copies of our work. Okay, and Paula called me the bottom bullet there from the Institute of Medicine a few days ago where she is a member, and she was at the annual meeting, and it was all about preparing health professionals for the new public health. It didn't sound like there was quite as much emphasis on the community level, but a little bit of it was there, and certainly this idea of interdisciplinary training is really needed. We have to get outside the box of individual level and medical care, as was just illustrated so well to us by our other speakers. And so this is really the outcome that we're looking for. I have some references on here that we want to get into our curriculums more across. And when I say that, I mean public health and social work, and have it be less idiosyncratic and more normative, culturally sensitive programming and resources. We certainly mentioned health in all policies. The need for education, for an educated and informed citizenry as per the Ottawa Charter, and with adolescents and young adults, the International Convention on Rights of the Child. I was really pleased to see that the public health was really being endorsed by, I don't have the full reference, I'm sorry, but this American Association of Universities, that in other words, all undergraduates, regardless of what their profession is, should be informed about public health so they can advocate for themselves and for their families and for their communities upon graduation. Okay, this is a little bit hard to see, a little busy, but it seems like if you go to the Association of Schools of Public Health and then CSWE, but ACOSA, which is the Association of Community Organizations and Social Administration, easier to access at that website, you can kind of see and compare for yourself some of the competencies for place-based public health and culturally relevant practice. So I would never say that one is better developed than the other. It does vary within schools. But certainly I'm finding out that my social work students, when they come to me, they seem to have a more grasp of multiple theories of oppression and empowerment, and those that are majoring in CO certainly know about locality development, the models, which we're talking about now. Okay, I might just skip through this a little bit. These are some historical trajectories here. I'll say something more about this in the next slide. So I believe it was our colleague in Ecosa, Alice Butterfield, that said that we are standing on the legacy of Jane Addams, but often sitting on the sidelines, meaning that there's way too much emphasis on clinical practice and individual level, and we need those skills. I mean, in my community, I work with community partners. We had to change things because of depression. Sometimes, you know, we know, oh, my community partner is really suffering. We have to have not just compassion, but an understanding about human development and health at that level to be effective. I really like this journal article I found that was published in 1911 that mentioned the work of the Committee of 100 on the National Health. They were trying to get a National Department of Health. What? Okay, I'm going to go. All right, so this is not new. Our Jane Addams was on there with Johns Hopkins. These are some of the influences in social work with the fluctuation of macro practice back to clinical. And now we've had some recent conferences and work in ECOSA where we're going to try to infuse community level practice. And that doesn't mean replacing clinical. I think this was mentioned before, and Nancy Krieger was critiquing epidemiology, and it needs to pay attention beyond risk factor analysis to contextual factors. So public health is critiquing itself as well. This is not new. Back to Frost, the chairman of the first Department of Epi at Johns Hopkins. Look what he says there in bold. I mean, he was sounding like a social worker, right? I mean, because they were in the projects, they were trying to deal with tuberculosis. We have to understand people, their social organization, the conditions and events of their everyday life. How did that get lost? Same thing here. D.A. Henderson, a fifth author, led the WHO team to eradicate smallpox. You know, they were on horseback in the mountains in Afghanistan with a vaccine, lots of cultural barriers. Okay, we got to focus down on the pyramid here, Frieden's pyramid. This is what we're talking about. More bang for the buck, the lower we go. Change the social context. Clinical services are at the top. Doesn't mean they're not important. And then revise our own code of ethics to include community building, anti-oppressive practices, citizen engagement, and sustainability and locality development, changing social conditions. And then there's several references here from other authors who also write about social justice interventions and social work, making our research not for people, but with them. We have to be public intellectuals and not just do our research independently, but get out there and fight. Okay, yes, I think you saw this recently on the news last night. And there's this thing about cats, the cat campaign for CDC. The one point being here is that in poor communities, they run out of food. And so the idea of storing food in crowded housing, and when you run out of it at the end of the month, we got to figure that out. This is what the youth are working on with DJ Kitty. So leave it to youth. They can be the cultural communicators between generations and their family. Disseminate knowledge and teach. Great book over here, Prevention is Primary, and our new with Larry and our new social work book will be coming out soon. Obviously, I work a lot with youth and do youth organizing. And this is just some work in Humboldt Park, here, Chicago, youth engaged in community transformation. El futuro es nuestro, our future is ours. Resistance message about alcohol, cell phone texting, etc. And fostering positive youth development and leadership opportunities, having youth not just be targets of interventions, but also central to driving the change and engaging them. And then I had to borrow this from Notre Dame, and I know Maris likes that. So like a champion, collaborate, practice, research, intervene, teach. And I took this one quote from the dean of Harvard School of Public Health, who at the recent Institute of Medicine meeting was talking about the power of knowledge and co-creation of knowledge, and knowledge offering hope. So I think I did it quickly. Be happy to share these. So hopefully we can participate in this transforming of our education, get back to our roots, and be relevant to what we're dealing with today, the place-based public health. Thank you so much.